Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Find mom's best gift at Target with 20 to 40% off select apparel, jewelry, chocolates, and more. There are endless options to choose from to show her she's the best. Save up to 40% on gifts for mom now through Mother's Day, only at Target. Restrictions apply.
Moncrief on News Talk.
If you're looking for a second-hand car or a set of used golf clubs, Facebook Marketplace might be a good place to look. But what if you're considering buying a shipwreck? If it popped up on your Facebook, diver and YouTuber Dom Dobinson has just done that, and he joins me now. Dom, how are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. Thanks for having me.
Sorry, I called you Dobinson instead of Robinson. That may be AI entering the mainframe here, trying to trip me up. Tell me this, what exactly did you buy? I know, but tell our listeners.
So what I actually bought was the salvage rights to the hull of the shipwreck. So it's not actually a wreck intact in the sense that you might think. So actually, it's just a big pile of rusting iron at the bottom of the sea.
But what is the shipwreck? What type of ship is it?
It was a steamship built in 1898 in the northeast of England, travelled all the way around the world, and was torpedoed in 1917 off the coast of Cornwall here in the southwest of the United Kingdom.
And how did you come to find this on Facebook? For, I gather, £300?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess I look on Facebook, you know, for things about diving. I guess Facebook knows that I'm interested in diving. And obviously, there was a gentleman out there who was selling his shipwreck, and clearly Facebook decided that we were a match made in heaven.
Okay. And like, so the obvious question is, and I'm not being facetious, but why? Why do you want to own a shipwreck?
Well, I guess to start with, I bought it really for bragging rights. it's one of those things, you know, I'm a diver. I dive a lot of shipwrecks. I know that you can buy them. I know you can own them, but you can't buy them anymore. So I saw it and I was like, brilliant, I'm going to buy it. And then all my diving friends will be really jealous of me. But actually, what I've subsequently realized is there's a couple of things. The first thing is, you've already pointed out, is I made a YouTube video about my dive on it. And that's done really well. So that was great. And the other thing is, I've done quite a few interviews like this one. So there's a whole load of people out there seem interested in the stories, which is quite nice as well.
I presume all interviews, you've just been killing time till I called, though, right? I mean, they've all just been leading up to this one, I'm assuming, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is clearly the highlight of them all, definitely.
This is the pinnacle. Okay, so you've been down to it, right? So before you went down, you presumably had seen pictures, or did you have to take it on blind faith?
No, so I've dived it before. So It was, you know, this wasn't like buying a secondhand car where you know nothing about it. So I knew exactly what I was getting.
Okay, very good. So what have you gotten? I know you've described it, but like, apart from diving around it, is there cargo on it that is now yours?
So I wouldn't own the cargo. That would be owned by whoever owned the cargo in the first place. So I own the wreck, you know, of the hull. The key thing that I would really like to find, though, is obviously the ship's bell. So that has never been found. So it's still down there somewhere. And if somebody were to find the bell, or I were to find the bell, then that would absolutely be legally mine. And clearly, I'd love to bring it up and stick it in my house and obviously show it off to all my friends when they came round.
The bell of the ship.
Absolutely. Yeah. Every ship has one. It's kind of the single, you know, I guess the most iconic part of any ship. It's got normally got the name on, the year in which it was built, all those kind of things. You know, normally made out of brass, you know, beautiful things.
Yeah. Very interesting stuff. So who does own the cargo then?
Well, that's a really good question. I don't actually know. It's possible that I do, but it wasn't when this was sold by the government, the British government in the late 1970s to the guy I bought it off. And when they sold it to him, they didn't say whether they were selling him just the hull or the hull and the cargo. So it might be that the government still owns the cargo. It may be that somebody else owns it. It may be that I own it. It's I guess it's a bit of a mystery. Unfortunately, the cargo is absolutely valueless. So I've been down there and had a good look at it. So there's nothing. There's no value to be had there, unfortunately.
Okay. There are people texting in, and just one of them will give you a sense of it. And I'm just telling you what they're saying. Why did he buy a huge pile of metal?
Well, it's a good question, and one, in fact, my wife has raised, as you can probably imagine. She's not super chuffed by the development, but it's mainly because it's, as I say, it's to have that bragging right, to say to other people that I own the shipwreck, and you know, they don't really. So no better reason than that, I'm afraid.
Okay, well, that's okay. So you're a YouTuber who does dives. Does that, like, do you make money from that?
Yeah, I mean, I make a small amount of money. I'm in that fortunate position that I've got enough likes and enough subscribers and all that kind of stuff where I make a little bit of money. So it's quite nice. But for me, the main thing is actually the kind of diving I do is really deep, and very, very few people get to kind of do that. So it's nice for people to come and to kind of see it. So, for instance, I've been to Ireland several times, in fact, dived off the northwest coast, a place, Malin Head up in Donegal.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been down to Cork, and I've dived the wreck of the Lusitania as well.
Wow.
And I've put videos of all those dives online. So I guess lots of your listeners will never have the opportunity to dive those wrecks. If they want to see what it's like in your own seas, you can go and have a look at my YouTube channel.
And that YouTube channel is called what exactly?
It's called Deep Wreck Diver. Or my name, Dom Robinson, not obviously Dom Dobinson, but that'll find me as well.
That's someone else. Someone's being strewn across the head now for that. Tell me this, pardon my ignorance, but the Lusitania wreck is still down there.
Yeah, for certain. I mean, obviously, horrendous story.
Yeah.
You know, the whole Lusitania thing, it's, you need to get a special license to dive it. You know, your government, you know, quite sensibly, I think, restricts diving on it.
Mm.
I've been very fortunate enough to be on several trips where we had a license and we've been down and seen it. And I've done 10 dives on the Lusitania, which is an unbelievable experience. It's an incredible wreck. And obviously such a sad story associated with it.
Yeah. And so how deep down are we talking about?
Oh, so the Lusitania is 90 meters to the bottom of the, the seabed. So, you know, that's a big dive in anybody's books. But also because of where it is off the coast of Cork there, off, you know, the old head of Kinsale, it's the visibility is really poor and there are really strong tides down there. So it's quite a dangerous dive as well.
And how long do you go down for something like that? That's 90 meters down.
Yeah, so you're actually in the water normally for about 3 hours, but only maybe 25 or 30 minutes of that is actually on the wreck. The rest of the time you are very slowly coming up to get rid of all the gases out of your bloodstream. If you come up too quickly, then you'll be very seriously injured, and that's what has happened to people diving, you know, wrecks at that kind of depth.
You'll get the bends, as they say.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting bends is a really dangerous thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of the big risks at that depth. There's other things that will hurt you as well. But yeah, there's been several people die on the Lusitania.
Wow. That to me is terrifying. I've never done, I won't call it deep sea diving. I've never done that kind of diving with the oxygen, but I find it terrifying. Going down 90 meters seems phenomenal. So listen, people can find more. Give us your YouTube channel again, Dom.
Yeah, thanks. That's really kind. It's Deep Wreck Diver, my name, Dom Robinson, on YouTube, and you'll probably find me there as well. So, you'll find videos about the Lusitania, videos about Malin Head, whole load of stuff around the rest of the British Isles as well, and hopefully people will enjoy it.
Yeah, and just to say, you're now the proud owner of the SS Almond Branchen, right, which was a cargo ship sunk by the Germans in 1918.
1917, but yes, I am indeed. I'm the proud owner of that wreck, and I plan to visit it, I think, once a year just to see how the old girl's getting on.
Okay, very good. Well, that is Dom Robinson with an oar. Dom, lovely to talk to you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.